I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Rose Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we ride the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Turning Up Tuesday. Tonight, Ashley will not be able to make it, so I'm riding solo. Yes, solo dolo. Tonight's guest is going to be JoJo Capone of Global Gangsters. I had him on a few months back, and he was quite an interesting artist / CEO / videographer / whatever you want to call him. He does a lot. He wears a lot of hats. And he talks a lot of shit. So that's my kind of show, my kind of guy. So I'm really looking forward to him calling in. He'll be calling in at 10 p.m. So until then, I'm going to be playing music, and I'm going to be preparing you for the show for tomorrow. Normally, I don't do shows on Wednesday, but tomorrow is a special show. It's like, it's a girls talk edition. But I would really like for you men to call in so y'all can give us y'all views on what's your definition of a whore, hoe, or whatever you want to call it. And also, you know, do you believe that when you're in a relationship that keeps you disease? I don't think so. Whether you're married or in a monogamous relationship and you've been with somebody for years or stuff like that. A person is going to cheat, they're going to cheat, and you don't know if they're going to strap up or go raw, and you never know what the person they're cheating on you with has and brings back home to you. So we're going to be discussing that, and we're going to also be discussing, has people taking God out of everything? So that's going to be like a pretty, pretty interesting show. Also today, I released the lineup for the remainder of January and for February. And for all you porn watchers out there, I have Roxy Reynolds coming on February the 15th. That'll be a nice little after Valentine's Day present for you guys. I have her from 10 to 10:15. So make sure that you tune in, and it's going to be, like, very, very nice. We also have on February 8th, we have Curtis Young. He's also Dr. Dre's son, so that's going to be quite interesting. February 1st, yes, I'm going out of order. So don't be like, wait a minute, she's out of order. I know I'm out of order. February the 1st, we have Backbone from the Dungeon Family. Tuesday, February the 5th is going to be my favorite show. That's going to be Hype Magazine. So, I was featured on their website and interviewed, and it dropped on January the 1st, and it was like one of the top most interviews read on the site. Kudos for me, making big moves. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm also dropping my panty line and boxer line next month, so you got to keep an eye out for that. Now, on Tuesday, the 19th, of February, we're going to have the part two show of the Illuminati. And I did that last year, and it was like a very, very good show, very interesting. A lot of people spoke, got some key facts out there. I'm not very good with the Illuminati stuff, but I have people that speak that will be very knowledgeable on that. So that's going to be part two of the show. And I'm really looking forward to that. So on Friday, we have ATKT, and that's the official T-shirt sponsor of Chocolate City Radio, and I'm the female face of the company. So he's going to bring on his DJ, his artist, and we're going to chop it up, and we're going to talk shirts, we're going to talk sneakers, we're going to talk music, we're going to talk mixtapes, we're going to talk about it all, you know what I mean? And then on the 29th of January, we have Muccini, and he's from North Carolina and from ATL. Born and raised in North Carolina, Greensboro, my hometown, stand up. Then he moved to Atlanta, and he continued to write and, explore his lyrics and everything like that. So he has his debut album coming out. He officially started out with part of the 7 Seas, so that was the original group from my hometown as well. So I'm like really excited about all the things that I have going on, and I know you guys were like, yo, you ain't updated your fucking site in a minute. Okay, hold on. I've updated the Chocolate City side, the radio side. I'm going to update the Chocolate Mommy side. Just be patient with me. You guys know I'm a 2012 virgin. Meaning I haven't done anything since last year, I'm going through this shit with my arms, so, I'm trying to be pure, so when I find the right dude, I just be like, pow, give it to him real good, probably get you a couple of video clips and, give you some stories, but I am going to update this week, so don't worry, I haven't fell off, I'm just giving y'all some anticipation. Now, my birthday is it's February 3rd, but I'm going to have a nice get-together on February the 1st at Club 117. It's a soulful bar. It's downtown, 117 Green Street, and everybody is invited to come out. It's $5 to get in, and if I have enough people come out, we'll have the whole third floor to ourselves. So just imagine me, you, third floor, all size sales. That means I can be uncut. I can be live and off the fucking chain. Instagram pictures all night long. Fucking videos all night long. Like, I'm going to be so turned up. I'm going to be drinking. I'm going to be wilding out. I'm just going to be Chuck Mommy. It's my birthday. My birthday is on Super Bowl Sunday. So I have to celebrate that whole weekend. I got to go out with a big ass day. And, I would like my supporters, my friends, my family, my fans, everybody to come out and party with me. Again, 117, Club 117, 117 Green Street, Friday, February 1st. I'm going to be running promotions for that. And, if I have to go into the studio and do like a little audio clip, hey, so be it. You know me. I ain't shy. I ain't scared to rock the mic a few times. So, right now, I'm going to play a couple of songs, And then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more. And then we're going to get ready for our guest, Mr. JoJo Capone of Global Gangsters. I don't know if the other members are going to call in. If they do, I'm prepared for them too. So I'm going to play Remember You featuring the Weeknd. So this is like one of my favorite songs. So here we go. Just 1 second. All right. It's coming up in a few minutes. Takes a minute to buffer.
I'm not taking another one. I'm doing it, all I ask of you. We have a celebration.
And then the next one was okay, I can tell y'all right now, this is going to be a long night. Blog Talk is having technical difficulties with the connection, with the switchboard, with the host. So I keep losing connection and keep coming back. So, like, if you hear me talking and then I go out, it's not me, but it's the server on Blog Talk. So it's like host experiencing issues connecting to their host dialing number, and it's giving you another number. And even the guest call-in lines are experiencing issues, and the techs are working on it. So, it don't got shit to do with me. I'm just letting y'all know I'm on point tonight. So, I have a throwback classic, a beautiful throwback classic on the phone for you guys. It's Princess May.
Hello, Chocolate Mommy.
Hello, Princess. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Girl, I'm blessed and highly favored, and I actually have to mean that because after the show, I have to tell you about the text that I sent you. It's amazing how God can put somebody in your life when you're not looking.
Yes, it definitely is.
Yeah.
And I'm anxiously awaiting the inside information about that text message that you sent to me. So let's hurry up and move this show right along since you rushed me to get on.
Yes.
I'm like, I can't tell her what it is that I'm doing because if I do, then she'll say, just like Princess Kate, always be in the bathtub.
I did send you the text message PP. You know what that stands for, right?
No.
You had to because you said OMG.
No.
Pretty pussy?
I thought that's what that meant, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I did try to get you to do Naked Stick Cam, but you didn't respond to that text message.
I have been doing good on Stick Cam and not getting booted off and keeping my clothes.
Okay, well. I will not get you booted off tonight.
Now, on Sunday night, it will be quite interesting because, I be feeling this slow music. You already know what Ray J One Wish does to me. Mike Blair,
yeah.
And then Marcus Houston, Sex With You. It just makes the clothes just want to come off. It's like I have no control over the movement,
I need to hear my song tonight.
What song is that?
I forgot Ray J's friend's name.
Shorty Mac.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
That one featuring T Pleasure.
Yeah, Something in the Air. I'll play that
for you. Yes!
Because I have a new, I have a new laptop and I haven't transferred all my files over, so I'm going to have to go on YouTube and see if I can find this one. It should be on there.
Well, I promised to keep all my clothes on tonight, as little bit as I have on. I do promise to keep them on.
Here, girl, you got me all fucked up. Okay, here's your song, just for you, okay?
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Love in the Air, featuring Shorty Mac, featuring T Pleasure, and this song was dedicated to Princess May by Shorty Mac himself when he came on the show.
Just bitch roll like a Maybach. Engine louder than a motherfucking truck stop. You're fucking with a winner, baby. You're unstopped. I got you cleaning in some Gucci's out the Gucci shop. I got you well kept satisfied. The type of loving that I give will make a woman cry. We pillow fight in the late night. I treat her like I'm proposing under candlelight. Give me your love and affection. I please you when you need good sexing. Break your back open, give your back shot. The way you're yelling for the neighbors better call the cops. I treat you well, give me that. Y'all was getting like a fresh bank with a first call. Yeah. Never been this high, I swear. I know it's good with the redhead, Rihanna. And I'm an animal for your green iguana. Damn, your titties big, behind her. I street fight a nigga for your love, cause you're my wanna. You high, let me tell you something. Fire marshal bills, and it's just a body. We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter? What's bread without the butter? We live and live in color. What's bread without the butter?
My shit back then. I used to keep that shit on replay and just be working my ass off, listening to people as that pretty much, and being dedicated to you. I just thought, oh God. Couldn't tell you nothing.
Arrogance is in the air. That's how I felt after we heard that song the first time. I was like, oh yeah. We the
boss.
We the ish.
Yeah, that's man. Because that was one of those songs you just automatically start grinding. Or you
yes.
Visualizing, you know, getting something.
Probably one of the reasons you got booted off Speak Cam.
Because you was always an instigator. And then those big, perky titties you got, you're like, ooh.
Who did?
Mama.
Who did? I don't know who did that. Not me.
Oh, excuse me. You would be.
It wasn't me.
Those beautiful booty shorts. My bad.
I got them from you.
What? I don't know. It's like
you started it.
You said,
Nay, go put on something. Nay, go put on something sexy and let's get on Stick Cam tonight. Come on, let's do midnight. What was it?
Chocolate panty.
Yeah.
Okay, now see.
What had happened was.
Man, look, being in lingerie and then you got men popping up looking at you and then you know what kind of control you have over men. And we playing the right music. Girl, you know everything was down to come off. But you know
I think
what?
We need to do another chocolate panty session.
You know what? I think so, too. I don't think people are ready for that. Like, really. They're not ready for that. And then with the new tattoo I got, I promise I won't suck no more dildos. I won't, because, you know, my mouth is a 2012 version. I won't touch nothing. I will be pure.
Let's do it.
And just move. Now, what night works for you? Because, you know, you have a different schedule than me.
Friday night.
Okay, so Friday night from what? 12 to what? Because, you know, the show is like, I moved it from like 9:30 to 11:30. So, what, 11:45 until whenever?
This is serious. So, let's do... Yeah, the after after party will be chocolate panties.
Oh, shit. Let me see. What have any? You know what? I may have to go out and buy me some chocolate draws just for that.
I think we should.
Yeah, I'm going to have to find me some. But if not, I got some real light brown panties. So
no, we need chocolate and pink.
Chocolate and pink. Well, I have pink and, you know, my nipples are dark African type.
We need chocolate and pink.
You know what? I think somebody is listening, and I know they're probably laughing like shit.
Who?
Could 360 Automotive and Performance be listening? Let me see. Let me text them. Are you listening? Because I know he's going to be like, shit, I'm going to see them chocolate panties.
He ain't ready.
You know what? You're right. He not ready. He not ready for me.
He is not ready. They don't understand that this is like an atomic bomb, a lethal weapon that Chalk and Prince was made together. What?
Dick too hard. Men be
we just like down. What?
We be all sexy laying all over the place and popping and shaking and dropping and
who does that? Who do that? Not me. Not you. Not sweet little us. No.
You know what? I think it's all out the egos. Hot.
That's who it is.
Yeah, hot cocoa and caramel. Don't
yep.
Hot cocoa and caramel. Yes, that's what it was. You know what? You are so right. They were ratchet as hell. They just did.
They are. I can't wait to talk to them again. Wait, just wait. with a little whipped cream.
Ooh. You know what I found at the dollar store, Dollar General, right after Christmas?
What?
Peppermint flavored Pop Rocks.
What?
Candy cane.
You know what, though? Like, every time I go into the Dollar Tree here, they have the big bags of Pop Rocks for a dollar.
Yes.
And I've been racking up on them. It's not like I needed them, but I have been racking up. I thought about sending you some of them. I said, man, if I send her a bag of Pop Rocks.
I think a certain person would appreciate if you did that because I have a feeling that the first time, fireworks are going to go off all over the world.
Well, tell that person that they owe me big time if I send them the Pop Rocks. I need a pair of shoes out the deal or something.
You know what? We are...
Yeah, I'm pimping you for a pair of shoes. Wait, hold up. I'm going to pimp you for two pairs of shoes.
I got a text to let you know that my man is listening on his computer and to shout him out in his dusty balls, his dusty ass balls.
You're so nasty.
I mean, no, there is some dust on there. It's been a minute since he's been in action. And it's been a minute for me, but he's been more out of action than me. So
well, tell him you'll happily blow him off for him.
Ooh, girl, will I ever.
Blow that old dust off.
That would be the best blowing he's ever had. Toes curling, speaking in tongues. Not the gospel tongue, but the other tongue.
You know that
they're
still a gunner
on
the list. Wow.
You're going to get me in trouble. You're already getting me in trouble.
I am not. I didn't do it.
But you know what? It's okay because guess what?
Don't say it with me.
Nah, because I just thought that he's my man. Ooh, one time, two times.
Tell him to say hi. Hi, Mr. Chocolate Drop.
His name is Ernie, and he's on Twitter at Auto Otto 360P. Y'all guys need to follow him. He's like very, man, like, he has a story out of this world. He's going to come on the show and share it with you, and you're going to be like, what the fuck? Because when he told me part of it, I was like, what the fuck? Like, wow.
Do you have a sex change or something?
Hell no.
No.
That was the other show with my friend. He had a best friend that was dating a bad bitch, and come to find out the bad bitch had a sex change. And
wow.
And so after he asked it to marry him, and then it came out that he used to have a dick just like him. But he not gay because he was fucking a bitch. He didn't know that he used to be a man.
Oh, my God.
Only an ATL, girl.
Oh, holy Jesus. Oh, my.
It goes down in the
I think that should be a 10, not a 9. Not an 09. That should be a 10.
Hey, you know what?
That's
a nice challenge for me right there, because you know what it's going to remind me of? You remember You remember a Scary Movie when they made the little jokes out of all the other movies and shit?
Mm-hmm.
And remember when old dude finally got some, and when he busted the nut, he shot the girl to the ceiling?
Yes. You're so dumb.
I won't be swallowing any of that no time.
Yes, you will.
I'll be talking like a
you
cat.
Get, look, you're going to make some little chocolate drop babies. Y'all going to make some little chocolate babies. Half chocolate babies.
With gray eyes. Ooh, wait.
I just said half chocolate babies.
You about to get me like really in trouble, put in timeout. Matter of fact, where is, let me find JoJo. Where the hell is JoJo at? Wait a minute.
Oh, wow. Don't be scared.
I ain't never scared.
Baby.
I'm never scared. So
yes, you are, Bone Crusher.
Mm-mm.
Y'all want to see Chalk twitch and run? Oh, she is twitching right now. Just be glad her camera's not on.
If they want to see me twitch, they'll tune in for Chocolate Panties on Friday. How about that? And you know what? I know a lot of your favorite songs, so I'm going to play them for you.
Oh, you're not.
And it's going to be so good. It's going to be
no, you not.
You forgot.
And I said, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Remember, I have Chocolate Panties 1, 2, 3, and 4 from DJ Avon.
How about this? Remember what side your bread is buttered on. Don't be nasty.
I could never be nasty. I was born a freaky person, so that's the only thing I know how to be.
Whatever.
But I'm serious.
I'm trying to get my Tweetcaster to pull up so I can see what Global Gangster looks like.
Okay, well, JoJo, he's about 5'11". He's stocky because he works out. He is the go-to man in Chicago. A lot of artists, when they touch down in the city, they call him to be like, yo, we're coming through. Make sure we're straight. You know what I mean? Sort of like how Trick Trick is in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And he's worked with artists like Puffy, Rick Ross, I want to say like 50. He's rubbed elbows with a lot of mainstream artists. And he has a very nice movement, Global Gangsters. They did a mixtape. They did an album. It's really nice. They've done like a lot of things. Oh, shit, I think this is Mr. JoJo right here. Hold on 1 second. 7152. Is this Mr. Capone?
The one and only.
How you doing?
All right now. I hear your voice.
You need to stop it. You need to stop it. You're making me blush. Oh, my gosh. See, now that I know you're on the other side of the country, my tattoo and ink is safe, okay?
Yeah, that's fair. You. I'm going to come down there doing that CIAA, then you out of it.
Wait a minute, you coming to CIAA?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna come. I'm trying because after All Star, it might be, you know. So I'm trying to figure it out now.
Oh man, that would be awesome. Are you guys gonna perform?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the confirmation now.
Oh shit! Let me know ASAP, and then I'll get on promoting that because I was debating on if I was going to go to CIAA because I'm not going to All-Star Weekend. I'm going to go to New York and handle business. And guess what? I'm going to send you a pair.
You didn't tell me you weren't going.
What, to All-Star Weekend?
Yeah.
I just found out it's the same weekend that I'm supposed to be in New York and business over pleasure because I have to go for my panty line and my boxer line.
That's the wrong answer.
Mm-mm. No, not when I'm paid this year.
What about the Super Bowl? You gonna make that in New Orleans?
Hell no! For one, I waited too late, and then, you know, February 3rd is my birthday, so I'm gonna spend it with my kids because I know in February and March I'm gonna be gone, and I'm supposed to be going to Vegas with a certain princess, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I think that you're going to play with the princess in New Orleans. Bump kids. We done had like 18,000 years with them. To ourselves.
You know what? I'm going to sit New Orleans out, and I'm going to share, and y'all can send me pictures and everything like that. I'm going to be a good girl and celebrate my birthday with friends and family, and then I'm going to cut loose and I travel. So, you know, hey. Now, JoJo, we got a lot of stuff to discuss today. So, Princess Nay, I was trying to give her some background on you, but the best person to tell her about you is you. So, go ahead and tell everybody who you are.
What is that noise? Somebody needs to turn down the TV or something.
Oh, it's Princess Nay, I have you on mute. Your TV is loud or something. Okay, go ahead, JoJo.
Yeah, now I couldn't really hear what you were saying.
I was like, I was trying to tell Princess Nay about you, but you're more equipped to handle that question. So tell her and everybody listening who you are before I start getting into my questions.
Y'all can Google me, JoJo Capone, JoJoCatone, Chicago very own, you dig? Global gangster, earth my turf.
Now.
CEO of Act Like an Entertainment. CEO of the Global Gangster Movement, you dig? The CEO of Chalk Mommy. I'm the reason her voice sounds so light.
Okay, I asked you that one. Now, okay, I hit you up several weeks ago because I was on the internet and I was being nosy. You know what I'm saying? I always Google you from time to time and see what kind of shit you're into and stuff like that, right? And for some reason, on Google, they had you being the mediator for some beef squashing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I found to read, well, listen to the video that you was doing about the interview about artists not putting in work and stuff like that, and you understanding, but people in your organization not understanding, and they felt a certain kind of way. So, how is that situation?
Well, you know, it's still opening up in the air for now. You know, I really moved past it because it was like, I'm tired of that whole mediator shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, that's why I done another interview, you know what I'm saying, letting them know I can squash anything. You know, like, one of the, you know, the supporters, I don't like to say fans, but one of the supporters, took the record that we had done with the dude, you know what I'm saying, and a picture that I had with him and put it out there and titled it, I Squashed the Beef. So it was only right for me to put out an interview saying that I didn't squash nothing because I had to address those type of things, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, if anybody know of me, I don't never just
let nobody say what they want. Well, nobody really ever said what they wanted about me anyway, but I just address every situation.
Interesting. You know? Because I was like, what? I ain't even going to front. Because when I seen that, I was like, no, I don't want JoJo to be the mediator. I want them to get him, get him, get him. And I know that's wrong. I know that's wrong. Lord, forgive me. But I was like, what in the fuck? And I was just like, that is crazy because a lot of people really don't know how connected you are and how, you know, credible you are. People just, you know how you have some people that are self-proclaimed CEOs, bosses, that man, and then they really turn out to be like a joke. And I was having a conversation with someone today, and I was telling them about you, and it was like a comment came up that most of the gangsters they know are dead or in jail for life. And I was like, well, you know, there are some people that God allows to do what they do because they have a purpose in life.
Right.
And just because a person hasn't heard of someone does not mean that they're not credible. And I'm just like, okay, because at first I didn't know that you were the type of person that you was until we were talking on Google, we were talking on Twitter, and you told me to Google you. So I Googled you, and then I just kept finding shit. And I was like, what the hell? And then I just thought that you and your clique was just some shit-talking dudes that claim to have big dicks, but I don't know because I've never talked to y'all nothing like that. But I was like, what the fuck? But then when me and Boss Lady got to talking more and more and we started having a sisterly conversation and she was breaking everything down for me, I was like, oh, man, that's cool. Because when you first was, when we first started talking, it was me, you, and Shanae B. And Boss Lady was all going back and forth talking shit. And then it's like as I got to know you after you coming on the first show and then after we started talking and realizing that we had some of the same stomping grounds in my city, I was just like, wow, the world is big, but yet at the same time, it is so small. And then it's like when you think about all the people that you've worked with in the industry, a lot of people can't say that. You know what I'm saying? Because you are like a self-made person. And a lot of people aren't willing to put in the footwork, not willing to put in the blood, the sweat, and tears that you have done. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly. But, you know, it's like the proof and the pudding. So, you know, you got some that you would, you know, reach out or consult or do things for, and they, you know, want it to go unnoticed. You know, and then you have some that you can consult and look out for, and they allow, you know, they make sure that they letting the people know that, hey, he done this, he responsible for this, or what have you. But it's weird, man. Like it's weird being with a bunch of weird individuals in this game.
So how do you address the fakeness in the industry?
Really, you know, they stay far away from us anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause, you know, we known for exposing the fake. So, you know, the fake, they run south of the border when they see us coming anyway. And it's only because it's like, you know, we don't want you to sit back, look through our Twitter, look through the Facebook and our YouTube channel to see the real, and then you try to incorporate it into your fake shit. Like, we notice it, we see it, you know what I'm saying? And when we notice it and see it, it's usually because it's so identifiable. You're like, hold on, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a signature thing. Just say it was a signature thing that you do. And I don't care if this dude is from Canada and he do the same thing or this chick do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're going to identify with that and be like, look, I don't give a fuck where they from. I know they got this from me. And then, you know, you just, before you know it, you just start exposing them. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You'll come to find out this person follow you on Twitter, follow you on Facebook,
follow you on Instagram, and then you be like, damn, this nigga done just cloned my whole fucking life, basically. But where you get them at, they don't never know your next move. But if they study you enough, they damn near thinking that they can move like you move, you know what I'm saying, you know, in an earlier situation, but they can't, you know, because you know, you only know the next move you're going to make.
Interesting. Very interesting. So how is the album doing, and how is the album going?
Well, right now, like I said, we got 5 iTunes albums. The first one was The Home of Capone, D.A., Home of Capone by Mind, Body, and Soul. That's the first album I ever put out on Act Like an Entertainment. Then the next albums are Rhyme of Crime by Global Gangsters, Earth by Turf, Volume 1 and 2 by Global Gangsters, and Global Takeover by Global Gangsters, which is the record I'm a Hustler featuring Rick Ross on that.
Have you started networking with anyone in Florida?
Well, actually, I used to get some beats from what's the guy? Trick Daddy has signed them. Damn, I can't think of it. I always do this. Producer, he a producer. He a Chinese boy, actually. Chinese boy, but he sound black, but he's from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
He sound like, if you put him on the phone, you'd think you talking to a straight black dude. But Big Daddy has signed him. I can't think his name, but not really, you know, far as the Zopound, like, you know, Red Eyes, you know, them, you know, Sock Rock State, my homies, you know what I'm saying, in Miami, but musically, no, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
I had an artist, a Jew boy, a Jewish artist. He actually from Chicago, but he was living in Miami, so that was really the only thing. And one of my partners was talking to DJ Khaled yesterday, so we might do a deal, some type of situation with Khaled, and we'll know from, you know, probably this week or so. So that'll really be the first initial situation. But like Tampa and West Tampa, you know, we did, you know, it just be a lot of conversations, but no music happens. Oh, actually, free my little dude. I got an artist from Florida, Chain locked up right now. But I actually was just about to put out an album on Chain, and he got locked up. So he's from Polk County. Yeah, Chain from Polk County. But I don't know, Lil Chain 23 is his Twitter page. So he might got some songs or something up there, but he locked up right now. So I really just had them getting people to write him letters and shit like that. Really come home. Yeah, and then I have another, I got like the Young Globals. I got a little Haitian artist too, little HG, Haitian gangster. He just got locked up, and I just shot like 3 or 4 videos with him. So I'm like, damn, it's always something. But right now I got the next best artist, female artist coming out of Cali, Kim Cartel, KYM Cartel with a C. So y'all can check out. I just had Future do a feature with her, Future and Pusha T, on her first 2 singles. So, you know, so I'm working. So I keep my movement strong. And the Global Gangsters, they putting a project together, but they also working on solo projects, C-Note, Pistol Pete, Blast, Big Blast, and Chachi, all of them doing solo projects. As far as the Young Globals, I got Lil Chief Bias, Haitian Gangster was a part of that, Lil Chain was a part of that, and my little nephew, Lil Rio G. So Rio G, y'all can YouTube and search him too. He got a couple of records up there. But he's 16, so I'm dealing with that youth. So I got the Young Globals for that.
Okay.
Yeah, and VZ. Damn, I left VZ out. VZ as well. He like that young Wiz Khalifa type little dude. So I got flavors. You know, I just got all flavors of the music. Video-wise, you know, our YouTube channel, like you go to youtube.com/user
/act like an ENT, and all our stuff will pop up.
Now, I got a question for you. And you probably sound retarded. Will Global Gangsters ever do a feature with Trinidad James?
You say, would they do a feature with him?
Yeah.
You said, would they do a feature with Trinidad James? They'll do the all gold remix.
But just take him out, right?
All gold remix. You know the Global Gangsta's funny. Like they'll do a remix with a dude, you know, that's a new signee, you know, and kill that same beat just to show the label, like, you know, we even though we independent, but it's why we independent, because y'all sleep on shit like this, and they'll murder it, you know. So you have a lot of artists that be, you know, they be intimidated and upset when we do take their beats, because we make it our own record. So, you know, but that was always the plain purpose of doing mixtapes, to take the beat from the major artists and kill it.
You got a point there, because some people really do kill it, and then next thing you know, it'd be like, what the fuck? Or an artist come out and do a song, and then the remix be way better than the original, because Jay-Z did that with The Best of Me when Maya and Jadakiss did it, and then when Jay-Z came back, man, I forgot all about Jadakiss, that version of it. All I listened to was the Jay-Z and Maya, because that was like the hardest song ever when it came out at that time. And I'd be thinking, do artists get mad when shit like that be happening? Because, like, as soon as people hear something, they forget about it and be like, man, fuck that. And just be like, yo, this shit right here, that's what's up. I'd be thinking, like, I don't know, I can't be an artist, because I think that I would probably be blackballed, because I would be speaking my mind and I wouldn't be kissing asses and stuff like that. And I think that's kind of why you guys stand out to me, because you're not an ass kisser. You're not a yes man. And it seems like, you know, when people find themselves in situations, they come to you for guidance, help, or recovery. You know what I mean?
Right. But now I took the initiative to fall back from that. So, you know what I'm saying? So if you want me to consult you, you're going to cut me a check for me to consult you. You want me to manage me, you're going to cut a check for that and give me my percentage. Other than that, I don't have nothing to say to you. So, you know, that big homie shit is over with. You know, that's over with.
I'm glad, because I just be like, damn. Now, here's another question. Princess Nay, thank you. I know you got to get up early in the morning. I love you. Thank you for tuning in. Like, when people think of Chicago, they think of Chief Keef. And I know, like, to me, that's not really what Chicago is about. Chicago is about a lot of other stuff. But how do you feel when you have artists that are in the public eye and they do ignorant shit?
Well, you know, if something ignorant is being done, you know, that's the guidance that they have around them, because everybody needs guidance and everybody needs the proper teachings. You know, it's a time and a place for everything. So, you know, musically, you know, we paved the way for that style and that type of content of music. We was the NWA or Chicago Global Gangsters, like. So when you even think of Chicago, my name come up, or my movement name come up instantly. Like, nobody was putting on for the shot like I was. You know what I'm saying? So, like a lot of people, some people didn't even know R. Kelly was from the shot. So, you know what I'm saying? And he was the biggest R&B artist in the country. So, you know, it was just that he didn't put on for the city like how I did. Like, I really put the shot on my back and ran with it. So, you know, then, you know, they let me do all the groundwork and then try to take the credit for it. You know, every other record, you know, you hear Kanye do, he's Chicago, this, Southside, that. But they don't reach back, and they haven't reached back and made an industry for Chicago. So, I don't really rock with them dudes because of that. You know what I'm saying? Which is why we have the murder capital. You know what I'm saying? Because if they reached back and gave dudes opportunities, you know, like for myself, them 500 lives that got lost could have been 500 lives that I had working for me. You see what I'm saying? Or doing or giving them something to do. I could have took 200 or 300 of them on the road with us. You see what I'm saying? I could have had the other 300 in the office somewhere doing some work. But instead, now they 500 people buried in the ground. It's sad. It's a sad situation, but don't nobody look at it like that. But I bet you best believe one of them will want to do a dedication song or, you know what I'm saying, but they ain't going to donate that money to the victim's family. You feel me? So it's a lot of fuckery fake shit going on, but I ain't going for it. And all of them know how I feel from Kelly on down, you know what I'm saying? So they know what it is with me.
I mean, that is crazy. So how do you feel about the tweet that Sean did addressing the President Obama about the death rate in Chicago and calling for a state of emergency?
You say that tweet, who put out?
Sean, he did a tweet to President Obama basically calling him out, saying that, you know, it was a couple of days ago. It was like the 11th of January, and he was saying 18 people have already been killed in Chicago. It needs to be a state of emergency. You need to do something with the inner city. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot you're not from the inner city. You know, just taking little shots at him and stuff like that.
Right. But the sad part about it, shit, he is from the inner city. He in the heart of the city. And it was a murder just behind his house. You feel me? So, and it was sad because the little dude had died. I gave him my truck to do to go on prom. So I really stopped really speaking on the subject because, you know, his family is very, very upset and highly upset. But when they speak on Obama and the situation, it's just the first thing that come to mind. You know, he the president. He got to really look out for every inner city. But, you know, it ain't really too much he can say or do. Even when they sent the National Guards and all that out there, they was shooting at the National Guards, you know. So the issue is you have to stop the making of the guns. That's what's going to resolve all the murders, because now what's happening, you got a lot of people that's upset and they got access to guns. So what you think they're going to do? They're going to use them to intimidate and do bodily harm. But if you stop the gun makers, you know what I'm saying, and put a halt on the makers and ban guns, then you really won't have them situations like that. Because when they claim that they get the guns and melt them down, sometimes they show that, but they don't show that all the time. They don't show that every time that they melt the guns down, that'd be some bullshit. Because they end up right back in the neighborhoods.
That's deep. We have a caller from New York, Big Tone. I'm bringing you in right now. Hi, Big Tone.
Hey, what's going on, Chocolates? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, same old, just chilling.
What was you saying?
I just wanted to chime in real quick on what homie was saying about the whole Obama thing with the inner city and how those kids in Chicago was getting killed. I know I've seen a news clipping over Facebook about it, but like it was like 22 people being killed within like 11 days or something like that. And my thing is, it's just, you know, it all comes from the how can you say, the white people or the other people, because when the whole Newtown thing went down, it was like the whole country had to stop. But my thing was, all right, granted, it was little kids. But at the same time, how many little kids get killed, or how many teenagers and people get killed in the hood every day by guns? But now it takes 20 little white kids. But now when the little white kids get killed, now it's a problem. It's been a problem. You know what I'm saying? Inner city killing with guns has been a problem. You know, but, you know, my thing is just, oh, but when little white boys in trouble, Now we got to do something about it. It's like, nobody don't want to put a stoplight until somebody gets killed at the intersection. You know what I'm saying? So I got a, homeboy that was trying to call out Obama. He do got a point. Whatever that guy was or whatever.
Fine, the rapper that got fucking sent. You know what is that? I cannot think of that word. JoJo, help me. You know, like when you commit a crime and you're not from here and you have to be deported.
Deported.
Yeah. So when he finished, that was the guy that took the rap for Puffy and Jennifer Lopez with the shooting that sounded like Biggie.
Oh, you talking about Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got deported, I think, back to Guyana or something like that, or wherever he was from.
Yeah, he overseas somewhere doing something. But yeah, it's like, he's been like just tweet and stuff, like with the Meek Mills and the Cassidy beef, with the Obama situation, Kendrick Lamar, and then saying stuff about Game. I mean, you know, I don't feed into a lot of that because sometimes people aren't relevant, so they have to speak on other people to be a factor. You know what I mean? So I only deal with what's in front of me and people that I know are straight up, and then that's all that I can worry about. Because being in the media, you know, you have to be biased and you have to have an open mind. And I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes to certain shit and certain people, I don't have an open mind because I can't stand liars and I can't stand fake people. But at the same time, I let them have their moment and I don't put them on blast, you know, because, you know, that's just not good. And what you do in the dark comes to light. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of connected to JoJo, and it's because, not because he's a global gangster or anything like that, but because I saw him, I didn't personally know him, but I saw him before I knew who he really was, like way back in the day in a club that we used to hang out. And I mean, to me, that was just like, okay, being at that club, knowing certain people, I know you have to be a real person because the people that I dealt with only dealt with real people. And I don't really see him being a real person turning into a fake-ass nigga. I just don't see that.
Mm. Well, you know, you're always going to have, you know, people going to have an opinion. People going to, you know, say things and try to be, you know, whatever the case may be or whatever. I mean, to each his own at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, true. But what I'm going to do is I have some music sent over. And JoJo, Boss Lady sent me like a few different tracks, and I had some that from the last time she sent me the Solo by Chachi, Boss of My City featuring Mano, Celebrate Life featuring Ghost, and Freak You by C-Note. Which one do you want me to play first?
Since we're on the topic of those that we lost in Chicago, you can play Celebrate Life.
Okay.
Actually, I've been having issues with that because it's like they'd rather play, yeah, I love them strippers or some shit, you know what I'm saying? But we losing our nieces, nephews, and children, and they wouldn't want to add a record like Celebrate Life, you know? So I've just been having my whole thing going in on them DJs in Chicago about that same shit because, you know, I'm thoroughly in our streets, you feel me? So, you know, it mean a lot to me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to majority of the damn funerals because I'm knowing the kids that been got murdered. So, you know, so it's just sad, but I keep saying the same shit. Like, we got the ceasefire program and other programs, then I do my motivational speaking and shit like that. But at the end of the day, it's like I'm speaking and I'm parading and hitting these neighborhoods for nothing because somebody gonna find a way to slide them guns back in the neighborhood. So then you catching the kids feeling like, shit, I'm not gonna get caught without one, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I can't blame them. You feel me? Like, you want to wear a pair of sneakers, and they want to kill you for your sneakers. So now it's like, fuck that. I'm gonna wear my Jordans, but I'm gonna carry my pistol at the same time. So it's just a double standard. As soon as you walk out your house, as soon as you leave the door, you worrying about you either going to murder some motherfucker or they going to murder you trying to take something from you. And, or you going to get caught with your pistol for trying to protect your life. Like, it just don't make it, like, it's crazy, man. And then they want to give you 15 years if you get caught with the pistol. That shit, it just don't make sense. It don't make sense. And them the things that I want Obama, I would want him to address. The laws of how the laws is going. If y'all stop making the damn guns, people wouldn't feel the need to have to carry them. But they keep talking this Constitution shit. Like, come on, man. It's crazy. You got the right to bear arms. So if you got the right to bear arms, what the fuck is people, everybody should be able to have them. It shouldn't be a law against a gun then, if that's the case. You know, but it's all a monopoly, it's all a money scam, and you know what I'm saying, and they don't give a fuck if it's 500 more people get killed. They making money off this shit anywhere it goes. The people that own the funeral parlors, the graveyards, they got to pay taxes. The people that sell the fucking, caskets, they got to pay taxes. So either way it goes, the government eating all around the board.
And the CEOs got to make money because you got to keep the jails filled with criminals. So that's just their way of stuffing the jails with more criminals instead of just doing something about it. So
right.
Everybody making money. There ain't nobody in the jails, and the CEOs ain't got no jobs. So you know how that go.
Yep. So, yeah, we can go into that record, Celebrate Life. She should have sent you some more records. You actually, I think she had a award show, but she might have sent some shit from her phone, so text her and send you the newest records.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now, but I'm going to go ahead and play Celebrate Life by Global Gangsters featuring Ghost.
I never did. I'm on a yacht with K-Slay. It's great grinding.
Johnson, and now we need paper. Awesome. I can party like a rock star. Hot dollars, hot girls, and hot cars. I can never, ever hate on no team. But you ain't got a power to keep me alone.
There's a promise, I'm a promise, we'll be fine tonight. There's no problems, just celebrate life.
Global Gangsters featuring Ghost. That has a nice beat. Who did that?
Damn, I can't even think off the top of my head right now. We got so much music. I couldn't even tell you.
For those of you that are tuning in, we're live with JoJo Capone, of the CEO of Global Gangsters and At Life Entertainment, and we're sitting here talking about the violence and the death rate and guns in Chicago. So, damn, that's sad that you going to all of these funerals for the kids. And I mean, it's like, it's kind of hard to control a parent because, you know, unless you've been there, you really don't know what they're feeling. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when you're going and you're doing your public speaking, do you feel like you're making any, do you feel like you're reaching any kids at all?
You say what?
When you're going out and you're doing your public speaking, do you feel like you're reaching any of the kids at all?
Yeah, I know I reach them. Majority of them keep in touch with me. You know, majority of them keep in touch with me. So you know, I just try to keep them on the safe passage, and go back out and speak. Hopefully. You know, and like the juvie centers might book me and things like that when I go up there and speak as well.
I mean, that must be a good feeling when you're sitting there speaking to an inner city kid and you're like, you know, breaking it down because you've been in the streets. It's like you're like multicultural. You've been all over the world, so it's like you bring so much to anybody when you're speaking on your knowledge.
Right.
So, like, what is, like, one of the hardest questions that a kid has asked you that you had to really think about before you answered?
You know, have you murdered somebody?
Woo!
You know, have you seen a dead body before? Things like that. And it's weird, but it's kind of like they look at you to where is that if I ask them, you know, that's kind of awkward to even ask me a question like that, you know. But if you ask them the same thing, they going to tell you, oh, we seen a dead body before. Or we seen a dead body before, or my daddy or my brother or my cousin or my mother is locked up for murder right now. So it's kind of like a common thing. But then, you know, the next thing you try to say, well, did it affect you at all? Or you say, you know, what happened to why, you know, the parent done, you know, what happened? You know, just to see where their minds are at, you know? And some of them would answer real blatantly. Somebody was fucking with her. You know what I'm saying? And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So then they catch themselves, oh, excuse me, pardon my language. You know, so it's like they trying to be, you know, respectable at the same time. So it's just a sad situation overall.
Because I think the one thing that sticks in my head is before you came on my show last year, you tweeted out a link about you doing an interview, and Boss Lady had sent it to me too, right? And it tripped me out because as I'm listening to you do the interview, it's like you hear these damn gunshots, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then you're like, you know, you let everybody know, excuse me, you know, it's like gunshots and stuff like that. And I'm just like, wow, that was crazy. Because, I mean, like, who in the fuck does that? But, I mean, I understand where you're from and where you're at. It's a lot of shit that goes on. But it just shocked me because that was like the first time I've ever heard that on a radio interview.
Right. Yeah, and that's funny because I was wondering who was that. I was just telling somebody that I was doing a radio interview, and I had to pardon, you know what I'm saying, myself from the listeners because there was 100 damn gunshots just went off, you know. So, yeah, that was Chocolate, my Choc Mommy. That's crazy. I was wondering. I couldn't think of who that was.
I was just so speechless, like, what in the hell? I'm like, yeah, okay, Global Gangsters, that's a really good name for y'all, because, boy, only in the hood, and you was like, you was in the hood, the stuff like that happened, but, I mean, you're used to it, so it wasn't like you was freaking out or anything like that. You was calm. I think I was more nervous than anything, because I was like, what the hell? Because it sounded like firecrackers, but then it's like, you know when it's gunshot. You know what I mean? And I was just like, wow. It just tripped me out. And I was just like, oh. And then it's like, I hear so many other people that have worked with you, and they talk about your work ethics and stuff like that. And I'm like, if I was an artist, I don't really like to work with you, but because I don't rap or I don't sing, the only way that I could fuck with you is on the video part of it. And matter of fact, you come down for CIAA, we're going to shoot. I'm going to come, I promise you. I will come to CIAA, and we can shoot some stuff because I was approached a few days ago on LinkedIn about taking my radio show and turning it into like a TV talk show. So I think that would be a great start with some stuff from CIAA. And then, you know, the stuff that I'm going to do in New York. And then right after CIAA, I was invited to Vegas. So I think that would be like a great start. And, you know, I'm always a big-ass supporter of yours anyway.
It's the 2013 Choc Mommy World Tour. That's what it is.
I ain't getting that damn carried away. I mean, I would like to come visit Chicago, but I don't know. I might have to take a pass on that one. I might have to have you meet me somewhere else after we meet at CIAA.
Yeah, and that's sad. It's sad because, you know, to try to show you a good time of the city, it'd have you, you know, thinking of the crime first. You know what I'm saying? So you wouldn't even get a chance to enjoy the city because, you know, it's like my life is more important than going to get a damn interview, which why you don't see no news anchors or nothing. Like, they use a majority of the footage from the aftermath, you know, the after effect of what did happen already. You know, you're not seeing no, or they're using the cameras that's, you know, on the street poles to make the news stories. Like, they don't, the MLMs, like, they don't come out. They don't even come out to the local, to the neighborhoods. When it's a shooting, it might be 5 hours or so before MLMs even come through. You know what I'm saying? And that's only, they only gonna come through when they radioed in that is police in that vicinity. You know what I'm saying? So, you could have had a chance to live, but because they got a protocol now, you done died and didn't even have to.
Oh, damn. It's that bad?
Yeah.
It's been something similar to that out here in New York City where the EMT workers
been getting assaulted and stuff like that. And just recently, one got assaulted or whatever. She messed up her back. And it's been like, I think I was reading in the paper the other day, it's been like 70 EMT workers assaulted within like the last year or whatever. You know, and it's like, and it's not even like the hood, it's just like the people they be like serving and stuff like that. It's just crazy. Like, why would you assault somebody who's coming to give you medical attention? You know, it's just, I don't know, people are just crazy nowadays.
Judge, I'm still waiting for your email.
I know, I'm trying to see what's going on right now with this damn internet. All right, but I'm here.
So while you do that, I got to play my favorite, Boss of My City. That's my favorite.
Okay, that's perfect. Actually, Finn Steele, right here with me right now, the one that's singing on Boss of My City.
Oh, I'm mad at him.
You mad at Finn Steele?
Yep.
Yeah.
Singing ass didn't get on my last R&B mixtape. So yeah, I'm real upset with him, and I spoke with him.
It's Chalk Mommy doing the interview. She said, I guess you both have sent the record for her R&B mixtape.
What?
Yeah. He probably got caught up. He busy. He the biggest promoter out here in Hollywood, Chalk Mommy, so he probably got sidetracked somewhere.
I forgive him. He can be on the next one. So I'm going to play the song so everybody can hear y'all and hear his voice because it's really nice. So here is Boss of My City, Global Gangsters featuring Mano.
Like a flock of shit. And haters be like, he not the king, but the
that shit, I'm a deal. A real G Street kid, that's me, D-Ro.
Focus All our dividends. Time on our side. When you're free, we're gonna get it in. With the count, credit cards, the passport. Foreign cars, kilometers on the dashboard. Riding the Autobahn, beats with the open up. Ace of spades with my queen, can't wait to toast it up. You a soldier, took years to mold ya. Can't make a system strong enough to hold ya. You're so witty, Buddha, DA ain't have a clue. He ain't a judge of ransom, he dropped your whole business.
I got a letter in the mail from my baby angel. It's just a day for me. I'm a whole other until she gets free. I got a letter in the mail from my baby angel.
Out.
I don't. Matter of fact, I know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say it on the air. I'm going to bring in Pacemaker Beats out of Miami, Florida, and then after we talk with him, then I'm going to get back into the other track. But I'm about to text you what I'm going to say. Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Did I just call your government? My bad.
Yeah, you did. I thought I kind of paused on you.
I ain't say your last name. There's a lot of Daniels in the world. What's up, baby?
I know. I just tuned in and got a little email. Like, let me check out the show. What are we on tonight?
I have JoJo Capone, from the CEO of Global Gangsters and Act Like It Entertainment from Chi-Town. And we've been talking about his projects, and we've been talking about the violence in Chicago, and he's a very active person in the community as far as speaking with youth and making sure that they're well informed of the decisions that they make and trying to stop the violence and make a difference. He's giving back to the community, unlike a lot of other rappers that have made it out that only mention it when it's convenient for them.
Yeah, they capitalize, and that's what it is, you know. They're going to take advantage of the negativity. You know what I'm saying? They see a paycheck, Hollywood, you know what I mean? They want to live that facade, that little Scarface Miami life or that Chicago. That's the, you know what I mean? That's the type of everything. Negativity sells for some people. It shouldn't, but it do.
Wow. I mean, it's sad. I never forget where I came from. Even when I was doing my dirt, I never forgot where I came from. And for people that think I'm like a celebrity or whatever, no, the fuck I'm not. I'm just Pam. I still never forget where I came from. I go to all the places and stuff like that. I talk to you until you start talking some old stupid shit, and started talking about videos and all kinds of stuff, because a lot of times I'd be with my kids and my boys don't play the radio, and I would hate for my boys to beat your ass for being disrespectful. But I still, you know what I'm saying, I try to work with people in my city and stuff like that, and it doesn't work for some reason. It's like, it's always hard in your hometown. I don't know why so many people have to leave from where they're from to be accepted and make it, and then have to come back home in order for everybody to appreciate what was already right there. And I feel like that shit is wrong.
Yeah, you already know. That's everywhere. You know, that's how it is when you was down here. You seen how I was down here. Wasn't nobody rocking the Ross out first until, you know, until you got a little, you know, leeway upstate and everywhere else.
Man, you know how I feel about Titty Boy.
Yeah, boss major, right?
I don't know. Do you have any questions for Mr. Capone? Hey, JoJo, aren't you always looking for beats and stuff, too?
Yeah.
See? Then, I mean, Peacemaker Beats, meet JoJo Capone. Meet Pacemaker.
Yeah, you know, you can do it official. If you got his info, you got mine. You can shoot it to him official. We ain't got to do it over there. You know, I'm just saying, like, he's
but
he slide it to him.
He'll be more susceptible to open your email because I'm like, yo, I'm making an introduction. Sometimes when people.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah, look up Pacemaker Beats. Yeah, Gmail. Yeah, it'll come from there.
So, what I'm going to do.
I'm going to shoot an email for you, homie, and I appreciate it, you know. Anything we got, we working. Like I say, I've been going independent for 13 years, you feel me? So we're just doing like a digital distribution deal right now. So it's not like, you know, I sought out beats and I bought a beat up on everybody eat off their publishing, you feel me? Like, but when you Google or check my movement, you'll see that you're not just giving no beats to no randoms, you know, anybody that ain't going. You know what I'm saying? Where you won't be able to benefit from your hard work and dedication. It's an equal situation, and we just take it and run with it, you know. So there's no nigga business. We don't do nigga business over here.
What's up, man? You know, just like I said, send me the email. I'm online right now. You send it to me, I'll send you stuff right now. We do it instantly. You just let me know. Just hit me up, and I'll send you something.
I'm getting ready to handle that right now, and while I'm doing that, I'm going to play Run This City, and then after Run This City, we rolling. So here we go.
Now is you rolling? Best weed in the city. What I'm saying? Global gang to stay posted like a tent. D.O.C. name All right.
I love you guys and good night.